The Paris attacks raise the alarming possibility that extremists could enter Europe mixed in with refugees coming from Syria. But this we already know. Most of the attackers in Paris were born in Europe. A few of them were young French nationals from the poor immigrant suburbs of Paris. Some Parisians never set foot in those suburbs. But this past weekend, Daniel Estrin took the train with a teacher named Angeline Rochery to go meet some of her former students in the suburb of Épinay-sur-Seine.
And this is really close to Paris. It's 9 minutes in train to go to Épinay.
But it's worlds away.
It's worlds away. I mean, I wouldn't dream about buying a flat there. It's not safe.
Angeline used to teach Spanish at a middle school there. She asked some of her old students to meet us on a Sunday evening. It's a time when Parisians pack cafes. In this neighborhood, though, it's different.
All the kids we're going to see tonight told me the same things, like, nothing's opened on Sundays. You have absolutely nothing. It's a city of 50,000 people. It's not a village. You don't have a cafe. You don't have a restaurant open on Sundays. Nothing to do for kids. I mean, it's a really young population, and there is nothing to do.
We meet the kids at the one place they say is open on a Sunday evening. McDonald's. They're happy to see Angeline, or Madame Rochery, as they used to call her in Spanish class. That was 5 years ago. Now they're all about 21. They usually go out to the neighboring suburb of Saint-Denis, to the main street, to get some food or go shopping. They're not going there now, ever since the police shootout with the organizer of the attacks, who was hiding in an apartment on that same main street. This is Leticia Rodriguez. She's of Portuguese descent. Angeline, her former teacher, translates.
I think our reaction is that we think that these are people we could have met in the street, seen or known even, because it's almost our generation, people we could know. It's just, they're like us. That's so close to us.
These types of kids from the suburbs, the ones who embrace radical Islam, are familiar to them. Here's Leticia's boyfriend, Steven dos Santos. He's also of Portuguese descent.
J'ai un ami, il a pas participé, mais il était pour ces idées radicales.
I know someone who's not related to the bombings, but he supports those ideas. He was like always on Facebook saying things about the problems between Israel and Palestine, for example.
Et que ce personnage, il était, par exemple, il aimait tout ce qui était armes.
This guy, he was fond of weapons, really racist, against gays, homophobic too, hating everything that was not Islam.
Il m'a énormément choqué. C'est à ce moment-là que j'ai supprimé Facebook.
The thing that really shocked me was in January, after what happened to Charlie Hebdo. He said that it was well done, and they shouldn't have talked about the Prophet like that. So I was really shocked, and I cut him off my Facebook contact.
I ask Stephen, what leads a kid to think such things? Two things, he says. A weakness of spirit and the place where he grew up.
Il justement il se consacre à la religion mais il a influencé les gens de son entourage.
For example, I know a guy who failed in his studies, so he decided to turn to religion. He turned to religion with the wrong ideas, let's say, those radical ideas that we are talking about. He was a leader in a way, so he got the people around him to believe in his way of seeing Islam too. So he had this bad influence on the people around. And this guy was connected to drug dealers and weapon sellers that I knew. So this is an example.
The kids I meet here have turned out differently. Steve's working in construction. His girlfriend is studying to be a Spanish teacher. Another kid, Samir Saifi, was born in France. He's of Algerian descent. He can't find a job, so he's planning to move to Canada. He thinks he'll have more opportunities there.
Je vais raconter mon histoire. Moi, j'ai postulé dans des boîtes à Paris.
I have applied for jobs in big companies, like the National Railway in Paris, and I didn't get the job. And I had all the skills and diplomas I need that were required. And then the guy that came just afterward, who was, I'm sorry to say it, but he was white. Don't want to be racist, but that's the fact. He got the job. Because of my name, it's always going to be harder. It's always possible, and I have to find my way, but it's very something for me.
I spoke with a French official who's worked in anti-terrorism, dealing with cases of young French-born jihadis who join ISIS. The common denominator, the official said, is that they feel alienated from French society. They think French people look down on them, They hate France. This attitude bothers the fourth kid I meet at McDonald's, Christina Riscu, an immigrant from Romania.
I can't understand how people would say that they don't feel French or they feel rejected by France. Because I was not born here. I arrived here just 10 years ago. I came to France and I felt so welcome. And everything, I feel like France did everything to me, for me to feel at home. And I don't want to talk about where I come from or who I am. I feel like I'm from here. I belong here.
Granted, Christina isn't North African or Middle Eastern looking. She's a white European immigrant. Still, on her CV, she lists a Paris address, not her suburb address. Because even if she feels she belongs, some in France might not agree. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, the Paris suburb of Épinay-sur-Seine.